Lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم Lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lives of the Companions. In this program, we select one personality from Sahaba-e Kiram and we discuss. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyaba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala, anha. Mother of believers, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge about the seerah of our mother of believers, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. We'll be sharing. I've got, masha'Allah, two brothers with me, Mahad Attari and Waseem Abbas Attari. They will join me. Before we proceed our program, respect viewers, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad. Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As we are presenting this program, we all should make this intention. We'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You'll watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. And remember, the more intentions you can add, inshallah, the higher the reward you can attain. We come back towards our topic. Let's go towards our Muballighin today. We all must be excited because we are going to talk about our mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyaba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, muhaddisa, mufakkira, mufassira, faqiha, subhanallah. In the start, if we talk about the that of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, I think that would be very good to start with a brief introduction of her, inshallah. Ma'ad Bhai, if you could please mention, and then we'll take it from there.
Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was the first caliph of Islam, the first man to accept Islam,
mashallah,
the close friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her mother's name is Rulan. And Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha had her nikah and her marriage done with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration took place from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. But she came into the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 years after the hijrah in Shawwal, where she came to the house of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. One of her titles is Siddiqa. She's quite notable because her father's title is Siddiq. When you add the ta'at, it's for the
Iman.
And so it is a form of respect for her that she is one of the ones who confirmed the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. Jee, Waseem Abbas Bhai, if you take it further, what would you like to add in the brief introduction of fada'il and excellences which have been mentioned, khususiyat, specialities by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam about our mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha?
In series one, maybe we talk about the merits, the virtues, the excellences of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. They're countless. And mufassirin, ulama, fuqaha, they've written books and books on the virtues of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And when we delve deeper into the discussion of Aisha radiallahu anha, we see that she's a hallmark of the of all praiseworthy qualities. If you want to compile them together, you will see that she was truly an embodiment of all the praiseworthy qualities that we can think about, whether you want to talk about piety, you want to talk about generosity, you want to talk about the fear of Allah Almighty, the love for the Prophet knowledge, which is a prominent feature of our seerah. In short, all these elements of excellences which are compiled together in a pious person, so I can see to be a hallmark of all these attributes together. And any aspect of nobility that you want to take upon, you want to have a guide or someone to follow in any of those, you can see Imam Aisha radiallahu anha to be our guide, our leader. And this is a phenomenal attribute, a phenomenal excellence that she in so possesses. Now, she radiallahu anha is the most beloved wife of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. She is the beloved of the beloved of Allah. You see, when we talk about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one of the titles we say, beloved of Allah.
Indeed.
Subhanallah, beloved of Allah. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is that personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself praises her in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also praises her at many occasions. The other sahaba, elite prominent sahaba I'm talking about, they also praise Umm Aisha radiallahu anha. And we see that her status was such that many a times when sahaba, they will be confused or stuck in some kind of issue or problem, they would go in the court of Umm Aisha radiallahu anha and they would find the solution to it.
So
they wouldn't get the answer anywhere else, but it would be Umm Aisha radiallahu anha who would provide the solution. And we're not talking about any ordinary individuals. We're talking about fuqaha, sahaba themselves, the likes of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anha and many other elite companions who would head in the court of Umm Aisha radiallahu anha, who themselves are pioneers in the field of intellect, in the field of knowledge. Them themselves, they would learn from the court of Umm Aisha radiallahu anha. And all these excellences together, when we look at them, we have to say that she was specially blessed by the faizan, by the graceful gifts of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umm Aisha radiallahu anha, when in sense, she also mentioned some of the qualities that she herself possesses. She says that there are no other honorable wives of the Prophet ﷺ other than me, whose both parents were muhajirin, those who migrated. At another occasion, she herself states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned my salvation, my deliverance, and my nobility, my chastity. Allah Almighty revealed it from the heavens in the Quran. Then at another occasion, she said,
there are 18 ayahs of Quran which are shahid witnessing about the iffat,
the chastity
of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah Tayyibah Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is itself a great distinction in terms of her excellence and fazilat, subhanallah, because mentioning the fazilat of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her itself is a great, you can say, what you can talk about, that excellence, no doubt. But when somebody is praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, because that Quran will be there until the day of judgment, and this recites the khutbah of the iffat of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah Tayyibah Tahira radiyallahu, what a great honor it is. See, itself.
We're talking about the chastity and the nobility.
Not one ayah, not two ayah, not three ayah, 18 ayahs of Quran.
18.
Until the day of judgment, we'll be mentioning the subhanallah shan and excellence and fazilat of Sayyidah Aisha.
Remember, it is mentioned by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that would have been left.
Enough, no doubt.
But Quran is the book of all the books, which is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Now, ulama, they compared over here that the chastity of Yusuf alayhi salam and that of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Allah Almighty mentioned that through a child for both of them.
Yeah.
And that in itself was a great honor for Yusuf alayhi salam and Maryam radiallahu anha. And this is recorded in the Quran. The Quran also, you know, this recorded in the books. It is mentioned that a child gave witness to this chastity. Umm Aisha radiallahu anha, that is the beloved of Allah. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the most beloved creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Umm Aisha radiallahu anha is the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now a time came where a testimony, it had to be given regarding the chastity and nobility of Umm Aisha radiallahu anha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions the chastity, the nobility of Umm Aisha radiallahu anha. Not to a wahi which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then said that Allah Almighty said, but reveal those verses in the Quran. And that became a part of Quran, where 18 verses were revealed.
It was mentioned in the Holy Quran, which cannot be changed until
The day of judgment.
It was the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that has changed. But Quran itself, the honor the Quran possesses, that is the most superior of all. Because that is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Almighty Himself mentions the chastity, the nobility of Aisha radiallahu anha in the Holy Quran. And then at another occasion, Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that the luminous grave of the Holy Prophet was also in my house, so in my chamber. So there are many, many excellences where we see the greatness of Aisha radiallahu anha. These are just a few narrations we covered where she radiallahu anha mentioned her own excellence. Inshallah, going forward, as we before also talked about, those narrations where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the excellences of Aisha radiallahu anha.
Respect you, Yusuf Madanishan. Now it's time to go to one segment in our program, and that is message from a scholar. Let's find out what message is there for me, for you, and for all of us. Sallallahu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
My beloved Shaykh, today my question to you is that it is normally said questions are half of knowledge. Could you kindly explain this? What kinds of questions should we ask? And what should be the way of asking a question?
As-sawalu miftahu al-ilm, a question, is the key to knowledge. A hadith states that a good question is half the knowledge. Now, how should we ask the question? In what form should it be? And when should we ask question? These are questions on top of questions. A question should be asked to the one who is from amongst the people of knowledge. The Holy Quran states, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So the Quran guides us to the people of knowledge, who are the scholars. So first thing first, a question should be asked to the people of knowledge, the scholars. And that too if he doesn't know himself. At times, what generally is observed in our society is that we ask a question to confuse the other person. At times, a question is asked to make fun of the other person, which is then made viral on social media. So it's asked only for the sake of fun as well. So such kind of useless questions are not half the knowledge mentioned in the narration. A person may lose the small amount of knowledge that he has because of these kind of questions. Because obviously, belittling the people of knowledge, making fun of them, trying to confuse them, or to so-called test him, are not encouraged in the Sharia at all. So, one should only ask a question if he doesn't know about what he's asking for. So basically, there's a proper need for it, based on which a question should be asked. So make sure that your question has a proper objective behind it. It shouldn't be a useless question. Moreover, we should also be considerate whether whom we are asking question is tired or not. Now let's say a scholar is passing by and you catch him and start asking him questions. This is not right either. Or let's say he may be in a rush, so avoid asking questions in such situations as well. Be regardful of the situation. Also, excessive questioning, like questioning just for the sake of it, and keep asking question over question and question over question, is also forbidden.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
Respecting Mr. Madani Channel, today we're talking about Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Wasim last week, when I was reading, what a beautiful excellence which has been mentioned, and it was amazing to notice, because many viewers may not know this fact, subhanAllah, how it has been mentioned here, that before the marriage, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with my appearance in a silk cloth.
Amma Aisha
radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying, Jibreel Amin came in my appearance in a silk cloth. He alayhi salam humbly said, marry her because she is your wife.
Subhanallah.
What an honor. Chief of the angel coming, subhanAllah, in the appearance of our mother.
Subhanallah.
Mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then further, it has been mentioned, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to offer tahajjud salah right? Whereas I used to remain asleep in front of him. No one among Azwaji Mutahharat Ridwanullahi Alayhinna Ajma'in has been blessed with such compassionate love of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And this is the Zaat of our Ammi Jan Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
About Jibreel alayhi salam before the marriage.
Yeah.
And then there's an incident after the marriage.
Subhanallah.
And this is mentioned, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Sayyidatuna Aisha, Ya Aisha, Hada Jibreel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Aisha, here is Jibreel and he is giving salam to you.
Subhanallah.
Qalat, she says, I said, and upon him be peace and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. And then she says, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that which we do not see.
Subhanallah.
This is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam conveying salam to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala.
The last episode we were discussing our Mijan Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and there was a narration where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent salam for Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And then Sayyidina Jibreel Amin also said salam. Okay. And then there was salamti from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now here, another beautiful narration which mentions the excellence of our Mijan Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
I remember the ayah from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to, addressing the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. And we see this in their lives, subhanallah.
Subhanallah. No doubt. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about our Ammi Jaan Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Jee, Wasim al-Mazmi, anything else would you like to mention here with regards to the excellences?
It is stated that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam in green silk garment with a picture of Amma Aisha radiyallahu anha. And said, humbly said, that she is your wife in this world and in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
And then in another narration, Mr. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he says that I asked in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which person is dearest to you? And he alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Aisha radiallahu anhu. And he says that, again I asked, and amongst the men, then he replied, her father, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Then at one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved daughter, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, that by the Lord of Kaaba, Aisha is very beloved to your father. Subhanallah. If you look at all these narrations, Rizwan Bhai, we see, you see, these are the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, in this narration, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatul Nisa, Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu anha. And the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu anha regarding Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Look at the chain. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of the creation, saying to Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu anha, who is the Lady of the Paradise, Sayyidatul Nisa, regarding who is the most beloved wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This in itself just, you know, enlivens you.
No doubt.
And, you know, it just enlivens your faith as well and makes you feel so honored that alhamdulillah, we are believers and Amma Aisha radiallahu anha is the mother of believers and we are her followers.
Now when we talk about Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, we come to know that the proximity she had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in khalwat, in jalwat, right? And now especially, it is mentioned that at the time of the revelation of Wahi, right, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. Wahi is being revealed. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be with me. That time, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was with Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Wahi would start coming. Now, a Wahi did not reveal upon him when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with any other blessed wife except for me. So this distinction itself is a great distinction for Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha, where her fazilat, her excellence stands out, subhanallah, that this distinction was given to Sayyidatuna Aisha. And further, it has been mentioned, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed away on the day that was
was allocated for me. The blessed grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made in my house, she says, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So again, it is another distinction. There were other houses also, other wives also, but the blessed Aramgah, you can say, the final resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu wasallam, the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made the house of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala. So these are the distinctions of this great lady, our mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha.
It's very interesting to note here that, you know, our ulama, they say, Sohbati salih tura salih kunad. If you remain in the company of a pious one, then you become pious. Because the effect of the company, it changes you.
Yeah.
It shows up on you. So what, you know, if you spend some time with the wali of Allah, you spend some time with, for example, Amir al-Sunnah, you see a change in yourself. It starts to rub off on you. And this is the state of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what about the companions, alayhim wa ridwan, the tabi'een who spent in the company of Sayyidina Ali or all the other companions, alayhim wa ridwan. And then you have Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and she, who is she in the company of?
Throughout her life.
Throughout her entire life, not just a friend of Allah, but the greatest prophet of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Imam al-Mursaleen, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Afdal al-Khalqillah, the greatest creation of Allah, she is in the company of him. So what effects would that have on her?
Barakah, the blessings she would have received from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respecting Mus'haf Madani Shaykh, we'll come back and inshallah we'll continue the topic we're discussing, the personality of our Ummi Jan, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But now it's the time to include one segment, and the segment name is Words of Wisdom. Let's find out. What are those words? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala, and said, do not be from among those who only benefit from advice after they are greatly shamed. So this is what we learn. We should seek advice right on time, and we should learn. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today, as we earlier were talking about the fadail and excellences and specialities of Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there are many ahadith also which talk about the eminence of our Ummi Jan, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum regarding Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, acquire 2/3 of your deen through Humaira. 2/3 of your deen. Allahu Akbar. Meaning Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. So who is mentioning?
The Prophet
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Right, who is city of knowledge, right? And who he is referring to Sayyida
Aisha
Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that was probably the reason why great acclaimed Sahaba ikram alim ridwan, in terms of intellect, in terms of knowledge, in terms of wisdom, but they yet they used to go to seek the knowledge and assistance in terms of fiqh and knowledge and hadith and masail.
The same point is one which I was mentioning earlier, Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, he says that whenever, as the Sahaba of the Prophet, we would be ambiguous, doubtful about any matter, then we would go in the court of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and present our plea, our question over there. And she radiallahu anha, and we would find the knowledge regarding that matter with her, with Amma Aisha radiallahu anha. And when we talk about Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anha himself, who he was one of the most eminent scholarly companions of this ummah, someone who was looked upon and someone, one of the fuqaha companions. He is saying this. Imagine that someone of
because he had heard from Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, acquired 2/3 of your deen from Humaira. So this is what the reason could be, that they used to go and they knew that the knowledge is there because she was from the home of the city of knowledge.
And regarding this is one way, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah has mentioned a beautiful point over here. He says that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alayhi wa ridwan, whenever they would face any issue and they couldn't resolve it, then they would go in the court of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and they would either find any hadith regarding that very matter, or she radiallahu anha would deduce the solution for that issue through one of the hadith. Now, he further says that no mother has given birth to a scholar, a faqiha, like Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. There has not been anyone born an alima, a faqiha, like Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And he further says that she radiallahu anha was an embodiment of ulum al-Qur'aniyya, the knowledge of the Qur'an, the knowledge of hadith. She was the greatest of the muhaditha, the greatest of the faqiha. And then he, rahmatullah alayh, gives one example over here. He says that someone once came and he said in the court of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that from the Qur'an, we come to know that the sa'i of Safa and Marwa during Hajj and Umrah is not wajib, it's only permissible. This is what he says in the quote of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, because Allah says, which means that there's no sin in the sa'i of Safa and Marwa. To which she replied that if sa'i was not wajib, then it would have been said, meaning that in not performing the sa'i, there's no sin. So, what did they understand from the verse of the Quran? That there's no sin in the sa'i. And through this, they said that this is permissible but not wajib. And Amma Aisha radiallahu anha negated them, replying that if that was the case, if sa'i was not wajib, then it would have been said that there's no sin in not performing the sa'i. And Mufti Sabi further says that how beautifully Amma Aisha radiallahu anha has deduced a ruling of fiqh over here, a very difficult and complicated ruling of fiqh over here, that the recognition of a wajib act is this, that in doing so is reward and in not doing so is sin. A wajib act, in doing so is reward, and in not doing it is sin. Whereas the recognition of permissible action is that in not doing so, there is no sin. In doing so is reward, but in not doing so, there is no sin. And this is how Mufti Sahib, mashallah, beautifully mentioned the scholarly brilliance of Amma Aisha radiallahu anha. Not only she replied to the misunderstanding of the person, but also she sort of laid foundations for usul al-fiqh, for how to deduce rulings from the Quran, that wajib is an action, not performing which is a sin, whereas permissible action, which is not wajib, in not performing it, there is no sin.
Subhanallah. No doubt, why would she not have such knowledge? Because from very early age of her life, she had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and she learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to hear Quran from Rasulullah, she used to hear a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and different matters, especially those matters which were regarding women, right? Especially they were taught to Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then she explained them to believing women, alhamdulillah. So there is so much part of the deen which especially comes from the court of Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and her scholarly brilliance, as you have mentioned, subhanallah, is amazing, no doubt.
And one thing to learn from this is that these great sahaba they have such humbleness. They're not arrogant in their knowledge. And they're going to Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, seeking knowledge. And this, they are acting upon the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask those who know if you do not know. So they are acting upon the Quran and they are going to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha to seek knowledge. And this is a lesson for us, that when we do not know the religion, when we have some question, we should go to alim, the one who knows.
Definitely.
And clearly here Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, she knew
the answers. At the same time, this is the practice of Sahaba Ikram, right? They used to act upon the verse of the Quran and they knew that this is how it should be. And they gave us this great lesson that we should also follow their footsteps. Ji, Wasim Abbas.
It's only the scholarly brilliance we're talking about. And then I'll yes, back to the point that Mahatma just brought into this discussion regarding her, regarding the humility of the companions in general. But what was the state of humility of Umma Aisha radiallahu anha? But first, Sayyidina Atta radiallahu anha, talking about her scholarly brilliance, he says, كانت عائشة أفقه الناس وأعلم الناس وأحسن الناس رأيًا في العامة. Meaning, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she was the greatest of the fuqaha amongst the people. She was the greatest of the scholars amongst the people. And amongst the people, her opinion, her suggestion was, she was the possessor of the greatest of the opinions that she possessed.
And Wasim, there's a beautiful hadith in front of me in Muslim Sharif, and hadith 2442. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra O Fatima, will you not love the one whom I love? Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, why not? Upon this, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love Aisha.
Subhanallah.
This is something which was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his daughter. And what a beautiful wording they are, that will you not love the one whom I love? So this was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda ki riza chahate hain du alam. خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم خدا چاہتا ہے رضا محمد اللہ Now imagine now if Rasulullah علیہ السلام loves somebody
Allah
what a great excellence and distinction itself is for that individual Okay, we say we love Rasulullah is something else but when Rasulullah says I love somebody is different isn't it?
Allah Hazrat says میں تو کہا ہی چاہوں کہ بندہ ہوں شاہ کا پر لطف جب ہے کہہ دے اگر وہ جناب ہوں
سبحان
he just says and then, why would be accepted in the court of the beloved and look at what the Rasulullah is saying about Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa
subhanallah and respected viewers of Madani Channel today we are talking about Umma Aisha mother of believers our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha inshallah we'll come back after this short segment and which is did you know let's find out did you know or not sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam
lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum
Wasim Basmi, the first question for you, where is the blessed shrine of the blessed mother of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?
In a place between Makkah and Medina, which is known as Abwa.
Subhanallah.
So for you or Mahad Bhai, which blessed companion's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Mahad Bhai?
Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah. You should ask a question to Rizwan bin Amar, mashallah. He should be in the firing line as well.
No problem. Which place on earth is referred to as a garden of paradise?
Subhanallah. The area between the blessed Allah. Home of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his pulpit is known as a garden of paradise.
Subhanallah.
Riyazul
Jannah.
Subhanallah. From which substance did Allah Almighty create every earthly living thing?
Every earthly living thing was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from water.
Subhanallah.
And for you, Mahad Bhai, how old was Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu when he became a Muslim?
Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 26 years old when he became a Muslim.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, just a little bit of change of taste in the topic. We'll come back to a great personality ever walked, graced the face of this earth. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam addressed his beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said, I swear by the Lord of Kaaba, your father loves Aisha. Immensely. Okay. Allahu Akbar. So this was the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had for our mother of believers. And Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, superiority of Aisha over women is like the superiority of Thurid over all fruits.
Subhanallah.
There is a sharh of this hadith. I don't know if you've got it in front of you. You could mention that. This would, subhanallah, add more, you can say, understanding for this saying of Rasulullah.
In this hadith, it's mentioned in Bukhari itself.
Subhanallah.
Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad al-Khanaimi rahimahullah. He mentions that Thareed, it is like a type of food where the bread is mixed with gravy and meat pieces, and it is an excellent form of food. It is superior to all the foods as it digests quickly, provides a lot of energy, is extremely tasty, and you don't need to chew it, and it contains various attributes. Similarly, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha possessed attributes like beauty, noble character, knowledge, acting upon the knowledge, eloquence of speech, wisdom, presence of mind, intellect, being beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and thousands of such attributes. Matter of the fact is that she radiallahu anha is superior to all the women, even Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha. And she radiallahu anha gathered loads of ahadith and was expert in the knowledge and sciences of the Quran. And the Honorable Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi, he mentioned at one place that virtues of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha are countless, like the particles of sand and stars of the sky. She radiallahu anha is a gift of Allah Almighty to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty testified her chastity himself in Surah Nur of the Holy Quran, whereas the chastity of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha and Yusuf alayhi salam was testified through a child. This ummah obtained the convenience of the yammum, dry ablution, due to her. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away, apparently, on her chest. The last resting place of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is in her chamber. Wahi used to be revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whilst he was present with her. She radiallahu anha is Siddiqa, meaning an extremely truthful woman, and the daughter of Siddiq, meaning an extremely truthful person, meaning Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first caliph of Islam, the most elite after the Prophet Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Now, one point I would like to just mention here, I read one hadith, this was one liner probably, right? Bukhari Sharif, superiority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha over women is like the superiority of Thareed over all the foods, right? So this is just one line hadith.
Allah.
Comprehensive hadith, right? Tere aage yu hain dabe lache fusaha arab ke bade bade koi jaane woh nahi balki jism mein ja nahi. This was the eloquent speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as ocean into a bowl, right? And just one hadith. And when the sharah was mentioned, both these are right. Allahu Akbar. Now it took how long, and what a beautiful metaphor, and how deep meaning it contains, right? Which mentions the fada'il and excellence of somebody. And this is the speech of Rasulullah. This is the beauty of hadith of Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. We are so lucky, no doubt, that we are in the ummah of best of all the prophets, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Asghiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, our mother is Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu Allah Ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, we are in the ummah, subhanallah, that has afdalul bashar ba'd al-anbiya, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Umar Faruq Azam, Uthman Ghani, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Allahu Akbar. And then there are so many other sahaba kiram, elite scholars, awliya kamilin, sab salihin. Now then Allah says, kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza bol bale sarkar. So lucky, alhamdulillah, respective views of Madani Channel. No doubt we are very, very, very lucky. We should be proud that we are in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respective views of Madani Channel, there are so many beautiful attributes and traits of our Ammijan, mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Time actually doesn't permit us to talk about in detail each and every feature, but definitely would like to try some of the features from the seerah of Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, regarding her worship, right? Regarding her ibadah when she used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her generosity. This is something which stands out in her personality. Anything you have to share with viewers of Madani Channel?
Jee, Rizwan, again, as you mentioned, there's so much. If we talk about her acts of worship, subhanAllah, her nephew, Imam Qasim bin Muhammad bin Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhum, he states that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha would offer tahajjud salah regularly without fail every day.
SubhanAllah.
And
SubhanAllah.
She would frequently fast. And she was distinct amongst all the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen when it came to generosity, when it came to sadaqat, charity, giving alms. Umm Durra radiallahu anha, she states that...
Are you going to mention the sahabat? Sakha? We'll come to that. But just to add one thing about the worship of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha used to offer 8 rakats of charged salah.
SubhanAllah.
8 rakats of charged salah. Then she radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, even if my parents get resurrected,
Allah,
still
Allah.
I would not leave these rakats.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Under the aforementioned, this second hadith of Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, i.e. if I am given the news during the time of Ishraq that my parents have been resurrected
Allah.
And returned back, then I will not leave these nawafil to meet them.
Allah.
Rather, I will first offer these nawafil and then go kiss their feet.
Subhanallah.
Look, this is the love she had for salah. This is the love she had for nawafil. This is the love she had for the charged salah. Now imagine what love she would have for fara'id, for wajibat, for sunan. Right? And then, as you mentioned about the tahajjud salah, qiyamul layl, she used to offer. So this was the love for salah. Now, what message would you like to give to the viewers in terms of offering salah, in terms of following the footsteps of our Amijan, especially our believing women, our sisters who are watching right now? What message should they get from the seerah of our Amijan?
No, one of the ahadith of the Prophet is Qurratu ayni fi salah. The light of my eyes is in salah. And so Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is her not talking about the fard salah. Not fard salah, this is her talking about the nafal salah.
The
love that she has for the nafal salah, and she's expressing that. So we should at least make an effort, at least to offer our faraid and the wajibat and the sunan and muakkada, and then go further and pray our nawafil and the sunnah ghayr muakkada. These are all things which have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a gift.
Normally when the women, right, they're working at home, they've got so many house chores, then kids, then they have to look after them and so many other responsibilities. And those responsibilities, they find so many excuses. I have to do that, I have to do this. How can I offer salah? I don't get time. So what would you address and how would you address that?
It's all about mindset, Rizwan. But if I want to do something, I'll find millions of ways to do it. If I don't want to do this, do something.
Seerah of Sayyidah Aisha. How busy would she be?
Indeed.
And then
indeed,
what is her
we see the example. Likes of Seerah of Aisha radiallahu anha, other Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, other Sahabiyat, Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha herself. I mean, do we think that we are busier than them?
Mm.
You know, we have the likes of Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi alayha of this Ummah and many other awliya we see throughout in the history. So it's all about mindset and prioritizing things right. I mean, looking after children or doing the house chores cannot keep me away from fulfilling the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long does it take to offer salah?
Yeah.
Asr salah, Zuhr salah, hardly 15, 20 minutes to the most.
Just lame excuses.
Lame. If I want to do something, I'll have millions of excuses to do it. If I don't want to do it, I'll have millions of excuses not to do it. As simple as that.
MashaAllah. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, we should not miss a single salah. Let's make this intention. The reason of these programs, talking about the seerah of our pious predecessors, is that we learn something from their seerah. And if one thing we learn from this program, I think inshallah, Azawajal, the essence of this program will be fulfilled. Wasim Basri, you were mentioning about the sakha, the generosity of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she stands out. What would you mention regarding that?
Umm Durra radiallahu anha, she narrates that once I was with Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and from somewhere she received 100,000 dirham.
How much?
100,000 dirham, not a small amount.
Subhanallah.
100,000 dirhams. Now, she says that she radiallahu anha, right at that time, distributed all of them.
Subhanallah.
All of them, and did not keep a single dirham with her in her house. Allah. Not even a single dirham. And that day, she was fasting. She was in the state of fast. Mm. And she says that, I said to her, that you've distributed all the dirahim, all the dirhams, and you haven't kept even a single dirham with you. You should have kept at least a single dirham with you, one dirham with you, so that you could have purchased meat from it and broken your fast. To which she said that, had you reminded me this before, then I would have kept it and I would have bought meat to break my fast. Mashi radiallahu anha distributed all 100,000 dirhams that she received then and there.
I would like to add on to that point. I had a chance to calculate before the program. And one dirham is equal to 3 grams.
Right.
3 to 3.5 grams of silver. In the UK, I checked the price. 1 gram is equal to 61 pence.
Right.
And 3 grams, this is an underestimate that we're doing, is £1.83.
Right.
So 100,000 dirhams would equal to 183,000 pounds.
Allah. Of today's value.
So imagine in that time.
Allah.
183,000 pounds. Imagine if that came to us, what would we do?
Allah. I would perhaps be buying, you know, I would be thinking of exotic holidays and stuff. But look at Aisha radiallahu anha, subhanAllah.
And she did not even keep one dirham with her, which is equivalent to under 2 pounds.
So what message do we learn from the seed of Sayyidina Aisha?
Allah, amazing.
Once we don't give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at first place, right? There is a mindset. It is such a great reward, right? And these personalities knew what is the reward. And they had seen Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would not rest at home if there was some gold at home, right? Indeed. Before it was distributed. And they had seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They knew the reward. So my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you're watching, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be generous. Sadaqah closes 70 doors of evil, right? Sadaqah will become shade on the day of judgment. And look at the generosity of our Ammi Jan, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. At first place, we do not give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we happen to give, then we make intention, then we don't fulfill that intention. Right? Mm-hmm. It also happens. And people, they keep on following our intentions, and then we don't. And when we are in masjid to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we put our hand in the pocket and we search for the smallest of the coins we can give. And this is the mentality, mindset. I'm not talking about everyone does that, but I'm talking about at large. Respective of Madani Sharon, when it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not count. Give generously, inshaAllah, because the generous is loved by Allah. He is close to Allah. He is close to Jannah and he is far from Jahannam. And this is what we learn from the seerah of our Ammi Jan, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Very short message, inshallah, hadith of the day. Let's find out what is there for us today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
We're human beings. And as such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes. We sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. In one narration, which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator, states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allahu Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respective of Madani Shal, today we are talking about Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. A few minutes are there, probably 2 or 3 minutes. What would you like to give at the final message, remarks at the end of the program, please?
The final thing is, like I mentioned, it's always the same, that we need to act upon the lives. And the reason for this program is lives of the companions, that we act upon their lives. And Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we learn about her salah. I would just like to add a small point on that.
Please.
That many women, they go to different parties and functions, like weddings. And then they find it difficult to pray salah over there. So beforehand, you should make the mindset, where am I going to pray? how will I do wudu and all of this stuff. But because we don't have the mindset, as Wasim Bhai mentioned, then the salah is wasted. And in the awliya of Allah, they would consider the takbir ula greater than the world and everything in it.
Allah.
So what is our mindset? How is our mindset? Amir al-Sunnah, he mentions that before, when we would go on a journey, the Amir al-Sunnah with the mother of his children, that I would make arrangements where she would pray.
Subhanallah.
In the masjid, I would arrange something, where a place where she would pray, so that behind a veil. And so this is also needs to be considered veiling.
We have got so many plannings in our life, right? Yeah, whenever we go to journey, we plan things, we keep things, what we will be eating, where will we be staying, right? How will we be carrying, what do we need, right? All the luggage and packages, and all these things we do before we embark on journey. But unfortunately, it's rightly said that we do not even have any mentality or mindset that when I'm going on a journey, how will I pray and what should be the planning?
Very true, Rizwan Bey, and I would just like to end upon this narration and leave the viewers to contemplate and ponder upon this narration.
Please.
Once Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha requested the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray to Allah Almighty for me.
Allah.
And now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prayed for her in the court of Allah Almighty in this manner, that O Allah, forgive the past and future, apparent and inner sins of Aisha. So, Aisha radiallahu anha, listening to this dua, she smiled so much that her head fell in her own lap. Now the Prophet said that, are you happy over this dua of mine? And she said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why wouldn't I be happy on this dua of yours? And now this one, right? The Prophet said, by Allah, indeed, this is my dua in every salah for my ummah.
Subhanallah.
We come to know the greatness of Amma Aisha radiallahu anha in this narration, as well as how fortunate we are to be amongst the ummah of the Prophet.
That's all for today. Beautiful messages. So much to learn from the seerah of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa Tayyibah Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of our Ammijan. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. We'll be back next week with another beautiful personality. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.